Sakt the Mishnah Vayta Masechta Shabbos, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hey. Adama. Adama is red clay. This red clay was commonly used to seal either a large sack or sometimes even a letter. Adama, how much red clay do you have to carry in order to be chayiv? Kechoisem hamartzufin, the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says enough to seal the big sacks. These were large sacks that they carried merchandise on ships with. The Chachamim, I remember the Chachamim have a much smaller shear. They say you only need enough clay, kechoisem, like the seal, ha'igrois of letters. Zevel, zevel is manure. V'chayladak, or fine sand. Both were used for fertilizing plants. So we're looking for the smallest amount somebody would use. And the answer is, kidei lezavel, in order to fertilize, kelach shel kruv, a cabbage stalk. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, they helped Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim, again, give it even a smaller shear. That means we're being machmir. When the Chachamim say a smaller shear, we're being machmir, you're chayiv, even if you carry less. The Chachamim, kidei lezavel, even if you only take out enough to fertilize kresha, kind of vegetable called leek. Vaitra's like the Mishnah Chol Hagas. Chol Hagas is a coarse sand, a thicker sand. Kidei liten, in order to be chayiv, you would have to carry enough to be able to put al meloi kaf sid. Enough to put on a full, literally kaf means a spoon, but it's a special tool that the people that used to shmir lime would use. So after they filled this up with lime, they would put in some sand. Why would you want to put sand into the lime? The lime, this is very white. Isn't it nicer without sand inside? Well, it depends what they were using the lime for. The sand would actually make it stronger, although it wasn't as white. Rashi says that since the Churban Habayis, there was a takana that they weren't allowed to paint their house with the white flashing lime. They had to put in a little bit of sand to show that, okay, we want to make things nice and comfortable, but that we're still in Gala. So either way, they would put sand into this special tool that the people that smeared lime would have, and the amount that they would put in on a spoonful, so to speak, it's not mamish a spoon, but that's what the tool was called, that's the amount that to carry that you would be chayiv. Kona, how's about a reed? How large would a reed have to be in order to be chayiv for carrying it on Shabbos? And for the Mishnah, kadei lasais komas, enough to make a pen. How long does the pen have to be? Well, it has to be enough to reach the joint of your fingers, because that's how they would hold it. V'maya ava oy merusis. And suppose this reed was thick. Ava means thick. Oy merusis, or it was cracked. You can't use it for a pen. So how big would this reed have to be in order for me to be chayiv for carrying it on Shabbos? And again, I'm going to look for the smallest amount that it was commonly used. And the answer is, says the Mishnah, k'dei levashel bay, enough to be able to cook with it, Beya kala shebebeim, the most easily cooked of all the eggs, and that's the egg of a chicken. The egg of a chicken cooks easier than any other egg. And how much of the egg would you have to cook? Like the shear of a dried fig, says the Batanura. But the Mishnah adds some more explanations over here. Trufa, when it's like scrambled and mixed with oil, unasuna ve'ilfis, and put into a pan that was already heated up from beforehand. Now, all of this, the fact that it's a chicken egg as opposed to another egg, that it's already beaten, and it was put into a pot that was already heated from before, that means that it's going to cook very, very fast. If you take a pot, just from the shelves, and it's cold, it's going to take time for the pot to warm up. But if the pot already was used and it's hot, of course the egg, and especially this kind of an egg that is beaten and mixed with oil, as the Batanura explains, it's going to cook very, very fast. So obviously the reed doesn't have to create that much of a fire. And it's with this kind of a reed that can do this, make a fire just long enough for this, that somebody would be chayiv. So let's chazer over what we learned in this Mishnah. How much red clay do you have to carry? You remember what red clay was used for? For seals. Rabbi Akiva held, seal of the bags they carried on the ships. The Chachamim say, much less than that. You would be chayiv even if you carried just a little bit of red clay, enough to seal a letter. How's about fertilizer or fine sand? Enough to fertilize a cabbage stalk, according to Rabbi Akiva. And the Chachamim say, even less. Enough to fertilize a vegetable called a leek. the halachas like the chachamim. What about coarse sand, thick sand that can't be used for fertilizing? So we said enough to fill up the keli of the person who's smearing the lime. You remember why they put sand in? Sometimes to make the lime stronger. And Rashi learns, because you're mechuyev to put it in, it shouldn't be so white. Because we want to be comfortable, but not for things to be too bright until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. What about a reed? We said enough to make a pen. And what if it's thick or cracked? Enough to cook with it the most easily of cooked eggs, which is what? A chicken egg. And in what way? In a way that it cooks real fast, where it's beaten, mixed with oil, and it's put into a pot that is already hot from before.